Hello, this is what I call a meditation, and it's a wonderful little practice to help you to get to sleep. Sleeping can be so elusive sometimes, and particularly in times of crisis and upset. Some people find it difficult to get to sleep, and others find it difficult to stay asleep, and then they wake up at 2 or 3 o'clock with manic, crazy thoughts, which are difficult to control. Nighttime thoughts tend to be mostly negative or disturbing or distressing, alarming, frightening, or all of the above. And no amount of telling yourself that these are only thoughts, sometimes no amount of deep breathing will quieten them. And you might even just drop off only to be wakened again, and then comes the question of, oh, what shall I do? Should I get up and make tea? Should I read a book, watch the television, answer emails, do the ironing, wash the floor, bake a cake? And most of these involve disturbing somebody. Well, it serves them right for sleeping away quite contentedly. Or if you're on your own, it's difficult. It's difficult. You don't know what to do. The hardest thing to do with this meditation is actually to do it, to get out of bed and decide that you're not going to make the tea, you're going to do this. And even if the narrator in your head says, it won't work, you'll get cold, or it'll find other excuses, and it is very inventive on the excuses. If sleep's not happening, get out of bed and do this. Try it. Can't do any worse. So you will want a carpeted floor or a mat and a blanket and something to sit on, maybe a chair or a block. And there's nothing hard here, nothing you don't know, but you have to do it, and maybe do each pose a little bit longer than usual. It can be done, and it does work. So you're out of bed, you're on your mat or on the floor, and just start cat breathing. Ordinary, easy, you know it, cat breathing. And at that, possibly your mind will start whizzing away and say, oh, I don't like cat breathing, don't want to do it. Just do it, just do cat breathing, just keep going on cat breathing. For at least 2 minutes, you can do it even longer if you want to, but just get into the rhythm of cat breathing. And it doesn't matter, because your mind is possibly agitated, it doesn't matter if you change the cat. It doesn't matter if you lift one leg or stretch the cat out or cobra cat. But stay on your knees and do cat breathing. If, of course, your knees don't like cats, you can do it from a chair. But do cat breathing for, and just keep going with it. Just keep going. We're going to keep going for about, well, a couple of minutes anyway, which doesn't sound very long, but actually it is quite a long time. It is quite a long time. So I won't talk all the time, but I won't go away, and it will be quiet. So just cat breathing and notice all the things about it. Are you agitated and wanting to change the cat? Is something suddenly starting to hurt that you can't do the cat? Are you enjoying it? Are you lengthening the out-breath? What's going on in your mind? Don't take any notice of it. It's just a story. Just keep going. Cat breathing. Cat breathing. Notice any changes at all. And it might be that you even get more agitated. Ride through it. Ride through with cat breathing. Keep observing. Keep watching the change. Good or bad. There is no good or bad. It's just what it is. Keep doing the cat breathing. Keep feeling your breath. Keep noticing your moods. Stay with it. Keep going. Make your last couple of breaths as long as you can. Make them really long so that things slow down. And we're going to keep moving because we don't want the mind to interfere. So we're looking for feelings and sensations. So bring one foot forward and the other knee is still on the floor. And we're doing these lunges that we do. That we're getting right up into the hips. And you might think this is a funny one to do, but it's good. It's moving the energy. So lunge forward, lunge back. You can straighten your legs and lunge if you want. You can come down to your knees and you can move your lunge out and round, round and round, like we're doing in yoga. And round and round. And push backwards, push forwards. We're looking for sensations so that we're taking ourselves out of the thinking mode and going right into the feeling mode. Right in. And you can hold somewhere where there's a little ooh-ah sensation if you want to. But not too intense. You don't want to hurt yourself. But feel it so that you can really feel. Go on, round and round, up and down, forward and back. Forward and back. And keep moving, keep feeling. Just see what you can do with it. Just see what feels just right, just right now. Keep going. Hold sometimes and then move it again. A little bit intense, but not too much. A little bit intense. Have a nice big stretch and a big feel. And just change sides when you're ready to and notice the difference in sides. The other side feels different, feels nicer. It knows what's going to happen, so that always makes a difference. And push and round and push and round. And straighten. Keep your focus on the feelings. On the feelings. Keep going. Keep feeling. Keep feeling. It's possibly quite nice in the dark. Keep feeling. Keep going. Keep stretching. Bit more intense. Bit more. Bit more. Bit more. Stretching, feeling. Get the intensity. And when you're ready to, and carry on for a bit if you want to, when you're ready to, just sit back and do some neck rolls. So you can take your time to get to neck rolls. Take your time. And rolling your neck or rolling your head puts pressure on lots of pressure points in your neck that elicit the relaxation response. you can do just this if you can't sleep. You can just sit up. I've done this. You can just sit up in bed and do neck rolls. But you perhaps have to do them for a little bit longer. But it does work. As you get to your neck rolls, tuck your chin right in so the back of your neck stretches and you've got a compression in your throat. And go all the way around. Try with the breath as you go down one side. Breathe in. And as you come up the other side, breathe out. And side to side. And round and round. And keep going with the neck rolls. Keep going as long as you like. So you don't have to change when I suggest. Change when it feels ready to. Because there's time. And the poses are so familiar to us that if you just remember them or just write them down, if you ever stuck with this, then you can do them as long as you like, but longer is better than too short. Keep going a little bit more. And move yourself into a pose of the child when you're ready. So a pose of the child with a forward bend. Forward bends are always good for sleeping, for quietening down. But if you don't like a pose of the child folding over, you can lie on your back and hug your knees in. And breathe in and out. Just feel your breath coming in and out. If you're on your back, as you breathe in, you just push your knees away from you a little bit. And as you breathe out, hug in. Hug in, it rounds your back. And if you're in pose of the child, make sure you're comfy. And if you can, have your forehead on the block or the floor. That again is the pressure point between your eyebrows. That says slow down and cool down. If you can't have your head there but for whatever reason, then and you like to take your head to one side, then that's okay. It's better to be comfortable than start an agitation. So pose of the child. Just rest in pose of the child and notice whether your narrator in your head has quietened. Notice, he might not have done yet. Just stay there. Stay there as long as is comfortable. Watch for excuses from your mind. It might be, I'm cold, I'm this, I'm that, something's hurting, somebody's shuffling. Just stay with it. Stay with it. Let everything else go past. Notice if you carry on with the story and see if your story can you be your breath coming in and going out. It's the best story of all. Coming in and noticing it and going out. Coming in. Going out and sinking. Every time you breathe out, feel as though you sink a bit and you let go of it. And something physical lets go. And maybe your mind lets go of its hold on you. Let go. Don't hold on to anything. It's all right. And then we're going to lie down in your own time. Lie down flat and lift your head up. Interlace your fingers behind your head and tuck your chin right down again. So take your time with this. That's the next bit, just, we're nearly done. Interlace your fingers, tuck your chin down. Breathe in and out, feel your breath. And then either bend your knees, put your feet flat to the floor, which is constructive rest and very good. Or if you can and like putting your legs in the air, do that. But either. So we're taking our time. We're coming out of pose of the child. We're lying down. We're tucking the chin down again, really lengthening the back of the neck, tucking the chin down to the throat, compressing the throat. Laying your head back down to the floor and feel the middle of your head. We often tend to lean to one side. Just feel whether your head is settled in the centre and let your head, the centre of your head, melt to the floor. And the final part is this exercise that really helps to unscramble your brain. So we're lying down and just cross your legs and cross your arms. And it doesn't matter which way either go. Just cross your legs, cross your feet at the ankles, cross your arms in eagle arms if you can, or just cross your arms across your chest. Relax your face, your eyes, your jaw. Feel your breath in and out. This is unscrambling your brain. Everything's crossed. Feet are crossed, don't alter them. Feet are crossed, arms crossed, and you're breathing in and out. You can do this in bed if you want to. You know, if you really can't get out of bed, just try this. But the whole thing is more effective if it's all done. But if it's a mild case of insomnia, try this. It can work. It's also very good to do in your practice if you're feeling overwhelmed. It unscrambles your brain from all that nonsense that we manage to drag up. Stay there a couple more breaths, relaxing your shoulders. Feeling the crossings of your legs, of your arms. And your breath coming in, sinking as the breath goes out. And uncross your feet and cross them the other way. Uncross your arms and cross them the other way. And settle back into it. Just settle. Maybe it's not so easy to be crossed this way. Maybe it's easier. Settle into it. Relax your eyes. Breaths. Feel them. Breath in and out. Now uncross everything and steeple your fingertips together so they form a pyramid, and bring your thumbs to rest just above the bridge of your nose. So your thumbs are pressing into your third eye. And breathe slowly and deeply in through your nose and out through your mouth. Three or four breaths. Thumbs pressing into the bridge of your nose just above. And on the last exhalation, curl your fingers into the middle of your forehead. Separate them firmly but pleasantly and pull across your forehead down to your temples. So it's as though it's a forehead pull. You're trying to pull your forehead away from each other to split it. And just do it a couple of times. And then slowly bring your hands down in front of you and surrender to your own breathing. Just slowly drop. Surrender to your own breathing. And stay here for as long as you like and enjoying your breathing with no control. And just when you're ready, stay as long as you like. Just when you're ready. Get back into bed and go to sleep. Thank you. Bye-bye. Sweet dreams.